بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن الأغاج المزني رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنه ليغان على قلبي وإني لأستغفر الله في اليوم 100 مرة. رواه مسلم رحمه الله تعالى. سيدنا أغار المزني رضي الله عنه says, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says that indeed my heart gets covered, it gets polluted. And indeed, I do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day. Now, ordinarily, the thing that pollutes the heart is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know the very famous hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person disobeys Allah ta'ala, then a black dot appears on his heart. And of course, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this hadith, he says that indeed my heart gets covered, it gets some kind of pollution. So this was not because of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there are many other things which can also create pollution, dirt on one's heart. By way of example, let me mention a statement of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the Amir al-Tabligh, he says that when I used to do gush, I used to go knocking on doors and talking to people about deen in the locality of Mewat. He said then whenever I used to go, then he said that I used to always go in a group of people who are pious, people who carry out a lot of dhikr. But he would say that after knocking on doors for a lengthy amount of time, I would feel some dirt, some pollution on my heart. Now, what has he been doing for so many hours? He has been talking to people about deen. So why is he saying that I would feel pollution on my heart? Because when a person goes talking about deen as well, he still has to meet such and such a person who is not so religious. He has to meet such and such a person who may be a believer, but he is an irreligious person. And even when a person is talking about deen, the effect of company still happens. So he would say that the effect of meeting these people, mixing with them, after a long time it would leave, and I would be able to feel it in my heart. And then he would say that to remove this effect, I would do one of two things. He said, if I had the time and circumstances would allow me, he would say that I would go into the khanqa in Sahranpur or the khanqa in Raipur, where very great Ahlullah reside. In both of the khanqas, I would spend some time in their company. Because that is one thing that purifies one's heart, the company of the pious people, company of the Ahlullah. And he says that if that was not possible, then I would go and spend 3 days in seclusion in the masjid, busy in dhikr, istighfar, etc. Because that also purifies one's heart. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that sometimes pollution, things like this, mixing with people, also comes upon my heart. And we have already understood by now that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has an effect of purifying the heart. But in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is particularly mentioned in the virtue of istighfar. And he says that indeed I do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because I've done a sin? No. Because one effect of istighfar is forgiveness of sins. And the other effect of istighfar is purifying any dirt that has come upon the heart. So he said that for this second effect, I do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day. So this is also a form of dhikr which should be in our lives, that we should do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ideally 100 times a day. This was the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the shortest formula of istighfar is astaghfirullah. It is not difficult to recite 100 times a day. And when a person recites it, then ideally he should recite it keeping in mind, telling himself that whilst I am reciting it, any dirt that is on my heart is being removed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to bring this into our life. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sayyiduna Aghar al-Muzani radiyallahu anhu riwayat karte hai ke Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam farmate hai ke yaqinan mere dil ko koi cheez dhaamp leti hai, mere dil par ek kisam ka dabba aata hai aur main Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki taraf istighfar karta hu din mein 100 martaba. اب عموماً تو جو جس چیز کی وجہ سے دل پر دھبا آتا ہے وہ گناہ ہے, گناہ کی وجہ سے دل پر دھبا آتا ہے اور آہستہ آہستہ اس کی وجہ سے دل میلا ہو جاتا ہے. لیکن اور بھی بہت سی چیزیں ہیں جس کا یہ اثر ہوتا ہے. مثال کے طور پر جو لوگ دیندار نہیں ہیں ان کے صحبت, اس کی بہت سی مثالیں بھی ہیں. تو ایسی چیزوں کی وجہ سے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے دل پر بھی ایک قسم کا دھبا, ایک قسم کا میل آ جاتا تھا. اور آگے وہ فرماتے ہیں کہ یقیناً میں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کی طرف استغفار کرتا ہوں دن میں 100 مرتبہ. اب ظاہر ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تو اس لیے استغفار نہیں کر رہے کہ گناہ ہو گیا, اس لیے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے تو گناہ سرزد ہوتا نہیں. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اس لیے استغفار کر رہے کہ استغفار کا دوسرا اثر یہ ہے کہ اس کی وجہ سے دل پر جو کچھ میل ہے وہ نکل جاتا ہے. تو ظاہر ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اگر یہ فرما رہے تو ہمارے دل پر کتنا میل ہوگا بنسبت نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے قلب مبارک کے. تو ہمیں تو استغفار کا اور زیادہ اہتمام کرنا چاہیے. تو ہمیں بھی یہ کوشش کرنی چاہیے کہ روزانہ ہم بھی استغفار 100 مرتبہ کریں. اور استغفار کا سب سے چھوٹا طریقہ استغفر اللہ کا, یہ تو بہت آسان ہے. تو آدمی کو اس کا اہتمام کرنا چاہیے اور اس کو پڑھتے ہوئے یہ سوچنا چاہیے کہ اس وقت میرا دل صاف ہو رہا ہے, جو کچھ میل میرے دل پر ہے وہ نکل رہا ہے. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ہم سب کو اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے.